You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Oh, I'm going to be spitting my truth today. All over the place. Hope you got a bib. It's the John Kincaid Show, CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender Quicken Loans. You apply simply, you understand fully, and you mortgage confidently. I will today shock many of you, because what I do for a living is opinion. It's an opinion show. I'm not paid to recap games. I'm not paid to do a radio type sports center. I'm paid to give you my opinions, to create dialogue, to have discussion with you. And one of the things that I've always believed, and there is a legendary broadcaster from the South, and his name was Larry Munson, God rest his soul. And I came to Atlanta in the business world and was still doing radio part-time back in 1995. And Larry Munson heard me do a few shifts, and then one day I had to fill in for his co-host, the legendary Jeff Van Note. And if you're in the South, you know Jeff Van Note. If you're an NFL fan, you know the name Jeff Van Note. So Larry Munson did a show with Jeff Van Note. And so I fill in for Jeff. And the legendary Larry Munson, I mean, this guy's doing Georgia football. He's done Braves before and everything. He's a legend in the South. And he takes the time at the end of the shift. I said, thank you very much for your time, Larry. Appreciate the opportunity to work with you. And he said, can I give you a piece of advice? And I said, sure. And he goes, you're talented, kid. He said, but don't ever try to be one of them. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, look, don't try to be one of them, meaning the listeners. He's like, be yourself at all times. Be yourself. And make sure that you are constantly letting people know the real you. Don't try to be one of them. Don't try to cower, you know, cater to the Southerners and be like us and them about the teams and stuff. He said, just be yourself. He said, they'll grow to accept you. They may never love you, but they'll grow to accept you. And they can respect you. So I'm just going to tell it to you right now. I hate the Dallas Cowboys. And if you've listened to me for years, you know, as a Philadelphia Eagles fan growing up, I hate the Dallas Cowboys. Always have. There's nothing I hate worse. There was a Philadelphia magazine when they did, back in the day, they did 30 people under 30 making a difference, like, or movers and shakers or something in the community. I was lucky enough to get to be one of the people who they showcased. 30 under 30. Well, now I'm in my 50s, so it was a while ago. And when I did that, everybody was asked the same questions on this template. You were asked, like, what are your, what things do you like? Those type, you know, what are you about? What are you passionate about? What it? Well, everybody was asked, what do you hate? And 29 out of 30 people said, I'm too busy to hate. I don't have time for hate in my life. I don't hate anything. I'm like, okay, I'm serious. I'm looking at these morons that I'm being showcased with, and I'm saying, so you don't hate cockroaches. You don't hate dirty floors when you walk into a building. You don't hate whatever it is. You don't have something you hate. Stop lying. Stop trying to impress people in a magazine article. So I told them flat out, I said, I hate the blue star of the Dallas Cowboys. It's repulsed me from childhood. But today I shock you because you see, I can always put my, and I always challenge myself to it. I can always never leave my objectivity at the door. Never leave my objectivity at the door. And we'll talk about my team later on today, but I want to talk about the Dallas Cowboys from last night. After the game, even after the game, and even I'm watching some of the recaps from this morning, people are telling me on national television and everything what Dak Prescott isn't. I'm here to tell you what Dak Prescott is. Is he the best young quarterback in the game? No. Is he a top 7 or 8 quarterback in the NFL? I don't believe so. But I'll tell you this. Dak Prescott getting the most out of his abilities is damn good. And last night, Dak Prescott impressed the hell out of me. Because there were so many times, so many opportunities, so many big plays to be made. And what did Dak Prescott do in so many different opportunities? He made them. If you want to talk stats with me and you want to get into analysis about, you know, picking apart what this young man isn't, which was happening a lot after the game, so be it. But you're going to do that with another host. You're not going to do that with me today. Because, look, there are other days you can talk about what Dak Prescott isn't. I'd like to talk about what he is this morning to lead the show. And he's a guy that when his team needed him the most in playoff football came through. And our colleague, Tony Romo from CBS Sports, had a lot of opportunities to be big for his team in postseason games or in clutch games down the stretch in NFL seasons. And there were many, many times where Tony became the punchline. And I respect a lot of what Tony accomplished. So don't tell me today what Dak Prescott isn't. Tell me what he is. And last night, he was damn good. And when his team needed him the most, he came up with big plays. And that Dallas defense was really impressive. Really, really impressive. And there were many, many times in that game where they made Russell Wilson and that Seahawks offense look really ordinary. Really ordinary. Don't tell me today. Don't be the show. Don't be the caller. Don't be the guy to tell me what somebody isn't after a big playoff win. For at least one day, could you give the guy his due? And for at least one day, could you say, you know what? I tipped the cap. Dak Prescott had some lousy throws in the first half. There were two I can think of on sideline patterns where it could have been pick sixes easily. He's not perfect. He's not a top 8 quarterback. But guess what? When his team needed him the most, that's why they're going to be playing next week. So that's what I'll choose to focus on. Now for the Indianapolis Colts. They've got a quarterback of their own, too. Guy you might have heard of before. His name's Andrew Luck. And if you haven't heard of him, where you been? Where you been? Andrew Luck has a sort of an aw shucks, sort of geeky swagger about him, style, whatever it is. But such a poise, such a confidence. Such an ability to, with natural talent, to not only to lead. You know how he leads? He leads by confidence. He leads by making other players confident in him. And what I'm going to tell you is that there's a question I have about the Houston Texans. And it's in the DNA. And I know there's not another coaching search going to go on. And I respect Bill O'Brien. But that was as lame an effort an effort, and I'll say effort, from a team with home field advantage in that position. That was as lame an effort. That was impotent. That was sheer impotence. Embarrassing. Pitiful. How do you do that? How is that the effort you come up with on that stage at that time? If you're a Texans fan this morning and you're hearing about coaching searches around the NFL, you're wondering why your team isn't one of them. Or you should be. Because something's wrong with the DNA. Something's wrong about that team. Because that was as bad. That's as bad as you can get. I mean, that's as bad as you can get. They should be ashamed of themselves with that effort yesterday. Absolutely pitiful. Absolutely atrocious. But that's not to say that the Colts weren't awesome, because they were. The Colts were fantastic. That was an incredible, incredible job by the Colts. Frank Reich, who last year was every bit pivotal in helping the Philadelphia Eagles get a Super Bowl ring. His team was so poised, so well prepared, had such a marvelous game plan, had the ability to line up, say that they were going to run the football, and the Houston Texans, the big, bad, bravado, big talking Houston Texans, had nothing to say about it. Nothing. Couldn't do it. Lame. Impotent. That should scare Texans fans going forward, because there's something about the DNA. There's something about the DNA that should bother you. Something about your team that, no, the Colts were the better team, and the Colts deserve to win. And they were absolutely awesome. But please give me a break. That's the effort you come up with home field advantage against a divisional opponent. That's the effort. That's where you're at. You've got problems. You seriously do. And if you don't think that you are, you know, you just think, well, we're going to come back next year and everything's going to be great and we're going to be fine and we're going to be able to put this thing together and these players are going to respond differently. I'm going to tell you right now, one more year, you sign up for one more year, I'm going to tell you right now, it's going to be the exact same story next year. It's not going to be different. Things aren't going to change. So you want to bluff yourselves and believe, yeah, coming back with the same crew, it's going to be okay. We're going to make this thing work. You go for it. But denial in the NFL is a really dumb thing. Denial's just stupid. And it's going to cost you in the long run.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.